Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth straight up.
I'm Julie Hagan. I'm working at
an Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage as parents for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Well, hello, everyone. Chuck Bonnell, Julie Hayden, the Chuck and Julie Grassroots Show. Who's straight up?
Brought to you by Mountain West Wellness, Advanced Acupuncture, and Chinese Medicine. Hey, welcome to the show, everybody. If you want to call in, 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008. If you're joining us on Zoom and you want to weigh in, because a lot of stuff to talk about today, just go ahead and unmute yourself or raise your hand, or just start talking. However you want to do it, we'll figure it out. Chuck, you don't know this. You just came down from hair and makeup. Breaking news. Joni Ernst has caved.
Yeah.
Right? I think was somehow thinking she could parlay being an obstructionist into some kind of political. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe she wanted to go to lunch with Liz Cheney or something like that. I don't know. But was facing political pressure at home in Iowa. Everybody hated her. So she just tweeted literally a few minutes ago that she'd had a great meeting with Pete Hegseth.
Great one.
And she says, as I support Pete through this process, I look forward to a hearing based on truth, not anonymous sources.
So and moreover, he's willing to have an affair with her, so she likes that. She's been going with that for a while.
I don't know that way, didn't they didn't comment on that. But, you know, that gives her a little bit of, I mean, she kind of says, she didn't sort of flat out say, I've changed my mind on support, but she goes, as I support Pete this process, kind of making it sound like she supported him all along.
Well, oh, man, she's been the biggest supporter.
Biggest fan. And then earlier she posted a picture of herself and she beaming with Tulsi Gabbard. So,
oh, there you go.
So it seems like, who was it?
She's kind of found her way back to the farm.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And, you know, she was like, Mitch McConnell, she can't even find him. He's off with Joe Biden these days.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's interesting. So it looks like
that's great.
That was the only really controversial. I mean, they're going to jump up and down. And she'd already tweeted that she loves Cash Patel. So
how about Robert Kennedy Jr.?
I don't think she has a problem with him either.
Good.
It was just mostly Pete Hegseth for no particular reason. You're reading reports that she wanted to be the defense secretary. I'm like, I don't think if you can't like tank Trump's pick and then expect him to say, oh, well, since you tanked Pete, I'm going to nominate you. It doesn't really work that way.
It could.
But anyway, that's the breaking news. Other breaking news we got a comment here. Let me put my glasses on from Sandra. It's amazing to me the stupidity of these bottom feeder rhinos. Well, exactly. You know, Sandra, the bottom feeder, that brings up a whole other topic. The rhinos, I think, might slowly be coming to the realization that at least right now they're not the world's most popular people, and they are minority.
And you've got a multi billionaire that's willing to kind of
you want to screw us over? Yeah. Not just one multi billionaire. You got like 8 million, but you've got several multi billionaires. Some of the richest tech guys and AI guys in the universe are all on the Trump train right now.
Yeah.
And so if you're like a rhino, you might as well get yourself on the Trump train because, as we've said before, it's moving fast and it will run you over. Someone also wrote, rats, Republicans against Trump. We'll need to keep that in mind also. That's a good one. I think Charlene, she's talked about the rats before too. Other breaking news today, though, a sign that the world is starting to regain its sanity. The former Marine Daniel Penny was acquitted. Jury found him not guilty on all charges.
There's only one charge to find him not guilty of.
It was kind of an interesting thing. They were hung on the original manslaughter charge,
which faces 15 years, but they're unanimous on the negligent homicide, which is only 4 years. You would think it might be the other way around, but this is great news.
Yeah. It didn't even take him very long, right? They left. Sandra, that he should never have been charged. You're absolutely right. But they left on Friday. The judge sent him home, and then they came back in and almost first thing this morning, they acquitted him. So, it was kind of like they could have said to the judge, "We could save you all this time and trouble. We don't have to come down here and fight for parking
Well,
anymore." But
it's incredibly fortunate because the judge is after him. Based on the first time, which was split, he could have just said, okay, hung jury. But he wanted to get that conviction.
Yeah, that's right. It turned around and bit the judge in the, you know
But,
what, in the behind. But you're right, because he and Bragg were trying to get the
yeah.
conviction, and instead he was, rather than having a hung jury,
Right,
right?
right.
Although it kind of, it's an interesting jury dynamic where you would go from not being able to be unanimous on the manslaughter charge, but then coming back and deciding he's not
That
guilty
met
at
with
all.
Elon Musk over the weekend.
Elon Musk. Yeah, exactly. Hey, Jacob, I saw you had your hand raised. Are you still there? Or you want to chime in, or you
No,
want to?
I wanted to say that the judge on Friday sort of corrected him. I don't know if he corrected himself, but he said you had to vote on both of them to be guilty. And then on Friday he dropped the manslaughter charge.
Right, exactly.
So he was sort of contradicted himself in the end, so.
Exactly. Well, and I think he was conspiring with Bragg, it's like, corrupt New York judges, to try to get a conviction there, right? It's unusual. Bragg should have never charged, like Sandra, he should have never been charged with anything in the
Well,
first
Trump never
place.
should have been charged for all
Well,
this.
yeah, look at all the people. So, but what do you think? Chuck was, and I'll let Chuck explain it a little bit more. But Jacob, while you're here, I have a feeling, and we'll play some Black Lives Matter sound here in a second. That if it had been the other way around, right? That if it had been a black former Marine who put a
No, the best way to
crazy
look at
white
it,
guy in a chokehold.
but the best way to look at it is if you told a progressive, say, okay, this kind of crazy, drugged up person came on the subway, somebody leapt up to kind of save everybody, and the guy, crazed guy, died from who knows what causes. Who would you charge him and find him guilty? And they go, well, you haven't given us enough information. You forgot to tell us what color skin the people were. And if, oh, it's a white guy, and the person who got hurt was a black guy. Oh, guilty, guilty. And it would have been. I mean, to them, they would have been. If it had been inverse, is a white guy and a black guy, innocent, innocent. To them, everything is race.
If it
It
had
doesn't
been
matter
the
what the
other,
facts are.
if it had been the other way around in the newspaper, you wouldn't know it was a black guy.
Yeah, right. Well, and if it'd been the other way around, we wouldn't have even heard about it,
That's right.
right? We
That's
wouldn't
right.
have even heard about it. Hey, Jacob, thank you for your
Goodbye.
comments. But I think you're right. I mean, that's how they decide, are you going to charge somebody or not? It's like, number one, are they a MAGA supporter? Charge them. Number
Right.
two, are they white? Charge them.
Right.
And particularly
Well,
if,
charge them unless they're gay, then you gotta.
but that, well, then it depends on what the other victim was. I mean, there's that whole hierarchy of things. So this is good news, right? This is the country coming to its senses. Although the media, what is, somebody was writing that they were calling the guy, so he was multiple arrests. He was crazy. He was a drug addict, a criminal, and they called him a subway dancer. Because like a million years ago, he wore Michael Vick stuff.
Ballerina.
Yeah, it's like he was a subway dancer. It's like, no, he was threatening to kill people at the subway thing. And finally, this guy stood up and said, "No, you can't do that." And they charge him, right? It's like an insane world there. But Black Lives Matter don't care.
We'll know the world is coming back to its senses when somebody from the Federal Justice Department indicts Alvin Bragg. That's when we'll know the world's coming to its
That's
senses.
right. In spite of what Kristen Welker thinks. Well, and I wanted to play this too, though, because Black Lives Matter is struggling to remain relevant. I think the Democrat Party.
They're struggling to get money.
Well, that's what, I guess you're right. Oh, that's right. That's right. Oh, yeah. And from Jacob, remember Eric Adams, mayor of New York, is now anti-immigrant. Exactly. There are nowhere those signs like Denver, we heart immigrants. But the BLM New York founder, Hawk Newsom, held a news conference afterwards. And this is what he had to say. Thomas, if we could please play the BLM soundbite.
Just like everybody else has vigilantes, we need some black vigilantes.
That's right.
People want to jump up and choke us and kill us for being loud. How about we do the same when they attempt to oppress us?
Right.
I'm tired.
Tired.
Right.
I know you're looking for us to be like,
tired.
oh, go and march, go and march. No. This weekend, I want you to hold a community event everywhere from the Bronx to Houston to Seattle to Florida, black people hold community events and talk about what you need.
That means money, right? Talk about what you need, well, raise a bunch of ruckus.
And give it to BLM.
And give it to BLM, even though there's all these stories coming out now about how we're like actually spending it on mansions and things like that.
Can you imagine if it's down in Atlanta, and once again, the races were inversed, and a Ku Klux Klan person, which is a BLM, goes out saying, oh, we're going to start to kill you now. I mean, it's just that they feel privileged enough, or whatever they feel,
right,
to be that obscene.
And I think it's not going to work, though, this time. I mean, the media is trying to run cover for them, but nobody in the media. I mean, what did he say? The guy who was threatening to kill people on the subway truck, the criminal drug addict who was harassing, threatening to kill people on the subway, he was being oppressed?
He's a little loud. That's all he's guilty of.
It's like,
come on.
Again, by Alex Berenson, the former liberal New York Times reporter, and he was talking about anyone in New York who has been on a subway knows exactly what that felt like. He said, you know what it's like when you see, and you know, you do the other day. We live in Westminster, but sometimes that I run is probably putting it too strongly. I jog.
Slowly, turtle-like move.
Yeah, I slowly made my way down the running path. No, I'm actually, again, I'm not walking. I'm more than walking. But at any rate, it's not at all unusual anymore to run into homeless people. And, you know, homeless people sitting in the middle of the trail, just doing...
Occupying.
Yeah, they're occupying themselves. And you turn around, right? I mean, and it's...
Well, you're not, yeah.
Because you just... And it's not something you hate them. People. It's not that I'm racist or sexist or anything like that. It's just these people are on drugs. Most of them have mental health issues. And you're just out by yourself in the middle of this running trail. And you just don't know, right? And they might be faster than me. That would not be hard. But so, I mean, I can see if you're on a subway thing and you had nowhere to go and you have crazy people. And that's what Alex Berenson was saying. He's like, he was predicting the jury would acquit him because he said, anyone who's ridden a subway in New York knows exactly what that feels like and exactly what happens and is grateful that somebody stood up and tried to make him stop. Let's see, from Sandra, this POS needs to go away. By the way, all this DEI BS needs to go away too. Someone also changed that to deport every illegal. I like that. And then Leo, he hasn't been oppressed. He had enough money to weigh 300 pounds. And from Jacob, I wonder how many of the jurors rode the subway every day and they ruled on that fact. I think, you know, that's what, you know, Alex Berenson was saying. You're from New York, right? I know, like here in Denver,
subways did not used to be that bad.
But people,
I certainly rode the subways a lot, and it got worse. I mean, you know, by the time they had the subway shooter, it had already gotten worse. But
it is the kind of thing like.
And then you go to Britain, then you go to Germany, then you go to any Japan.
Well, even here,
clean.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's just like, you know, who's the third world country? I mean.
Well, even here, like they try to keep getting people to ride the light rail. And whenever they do surveys, people are like, well, all the crazy people shooting up drugs and threatening to kill me, like that's a deterrent, you know. And then you add to the fact that they don't go anywhere I need to go and they don't run at night after I get off of work. It's like, so, you know, welcome to America or welcome to New York. But anyway, so that's interesting. And I bet, Jacob, you're right. I bet that there are plenty of New Yorkers and people on that jury who understood what was going on, because it sure didn't take him very long at all.
Well, it took him on the main charge a lot of times.
Well, no, they had came right back. They came back.
I know, but that's weird. I mean, just legally speaking, that's weird.
Right, right. Well, and I think the judge,
but it's weird.
The judge sent him back twice. I've never covered a case where the judge sends him back again, because now you're starting to get juror oppression, right? I mean, if you're a juror, because I know defense attorneys always argue against sending it back a second time, even saying, you know, you're sending the wrong message. You're telling the jurors they have to come to a verdict. So what does he say? There was an old saying, what D.A. Morgenthau wants, Bernie gets. Do you know that? That's a subway thing. Okay, that's a subway. So anyway, so that's
the D.A. for New York for a long time. And Bernie Goetz is the subway shooter who shot four people.
Right. We have, something else I want to talk about. Oh, this is kind of like update day. It was a busy Monday. So Jenna Griswold, corrupt Colorado Secretary of State, whose staff inadvertently posted hundreds of passwords to Colorado's secret, top secret passwords to Colorado's election machine online for months, who quickly assured us that everything was fine. They fixed everything, even though, as we've detailed on this show and other places, that's impossible. They can't tell that, right? They can't tell. Well, according to the newspaper headlines, an outside review found
Which
that.
was her first cousin.
Well, yeah, what she hired, right?
I
It'd be
know.
like Chuck saying, "You hiring me
Right.
to investigate you for
The Chuck and
something?
Julie show.
Yeah, to investigate the Chuck and Julie show." And I said, "Any mistakes were inadvertent, and
Not a problem.
they only violated minor policies. It's
Minor,
like."
minor, a few misdemeanors. Not a
It's
major
like,
deal.
I'm sorry, the passwords, the top secret passwords to our
Few
entire
months, and then you weren't going to tell anybody because you're afraid you're going to get bad publicity. Oh, that makes you feel good. That transparency is above all.
So there's nothing to see here. Everybody go away. The election was certified. No problem. No changes. They probably have it. They changed the passwords, but from what I gather, they went from being something like secret password number one to password secret A, or you know
Yes.
what I mean? Something like that. So, but rest assured, this outside review, and no one in the media, when you read it, mentioned, well, they mentioned way at the bottom that this was it was a private lawyer, I think, who was hired by and paid by the Secretary of State, right? Now, what do you think would have happened if this private, and the Secretary of State is the one that released it, not the lawyer, right? So what if they came back and said, "Oh my God, this is a complete, you know what show. You guys violated multiple laws and we think Jenna Griso should go to jail." What do you think the odds of us seeing that
That would not be appropriate for release.
No.
That would have to be buried.
Right. Wasn't Griswold supposed to give Judge Brimmer a dead voter list? Yeah, she hasn't done that either. Very
She'll
good
get around
point,
to it.
Sandra.
She'll
She
get
was ordered by doing that.
it. A lot of us, that'll be good right now, but sure.
So don't hold your breath on that. But don't worry, we have the gold standard election system here in Colorado.
But that's what Ken Buck told us.
Right. It came up. Ken Buck and Jenna Griswold outside review told us that too. So gold standard. It's not going to change for a while. Okay, want to talk about Syria?
It's really interesting. I listened to a show that was talking about Syria and really in depth about who all the parties were and everything else, and predicting that there'd be something big coming because they were saying, like in the southern part, which has a lot of Druze people, the standard thing is they'd arrest somebody, or two people. The Druze would go out and capture two or three officers and say, either let them go. Well, these people will never be seen again, so they let him go. And he was losing total grip on the country.
Assad, you mean?
Assad was losing total grip on the country. What they were not predicting was that al-Nusra or the Reyes rendition, they said, no, those people are not ready for prime time. Well, I guess they were ready
Now,
for
do you
prime
think,
time.
how did they become suddenly ready? Okay.
CIA in conjunction with Turkey and maybe British. Or French seemed, Lebanon and Syria used to be their protectorate. But they came out of the box with tanks, drones, incredibly well-disciplined, trained troops. That just doesn't happen by looking it up on Google.
Right.
And,
You have that YouTube.
YouTube.
How to stage an insurrection.
And you can tell that Golani, I think his name is, the head of
Galani. I'm not
Lebanon,
sure how you pronounce it.
he has gone through a lot of Western PI training, PR training. I mean, they gave him an interview and he was so smooth.
Right.
And even the interviewer said, this sounds a little, is this really still you? What happened to you when you're saying cut all their heads off? Oh,
I don't say that on TV
I was a
anymore.
little younger then. You get a little hot-headed. Now I'm mature.
Well, and in the meantime, so then now, and this is sort of my sort of very lay interpretation of the whole thing. So you had one horrible dictator who did terrible things to his people and have now been essentially supplanted by another terrorist, right? Who hasn't been like essentially beloved in the places that the areas that they've taken over. I mean, so yeah, all of this, it's kind of funny. And Leo, we'll get to your point about Donald Trump's comments. Everybody, Joe Biden is like, what, Jared Polis, thank you, Jared Polis, for weighing in on this too, is like, oh, yay, the people of Syria finally have hope. And I'm like, Well, I don't know. This guy's on the terrorist watch list. What, don't we have a problem with that? I mean, do we take him off all of a sudden now that he?
I think that's going to be revised.
I think it's going to be revived. But he was, right? It's not like he's, Gandhi or something like that, right?
People change.
So well, and it's Syria. It still seems like it's a hot mess. And but fortunately, Joe Biden says that we need to help them rebuild. And this Gilani guy has promised, or no, he hasn't promised, but Joe Biden is calling for an inclusive, for an
No,
inclusive.
he has too.
Oh,
He's
yes, too, for an
yep.
inclusive. I'm like, what's that mean? Well, inclusive. And Biden was talking about we want the CIA, we want the Department of Defense,
Right,
we want
Secretary of
BlackRock,
State.
Secretary of State, all those people, and Blinken. They must all be included in this process. And by the way, we're going to send the money. And also, by the way, we're going to start bombing. I'm not sure who they were. The I guess
ISIS.
ISIS. Yeah, yes, because it's hard to keep track. You need like a scorecard in
Well, this
Syria.
group used to be an affiliate of ISIS, or Al Qaeda anyway, and so was ISIS as affiliate of Al Qaeda, but they went a different way, and now I think they're all going to agree to kill ISIS people who are still out there.
Right.
Who also need be getting money from,
Right.
the other thing with this new group, they had money from the Gulf states and Saudi Arabia because they all hate,
The rebels.
and they all hate Iran. And Iran
But I
is the
thought,
biggest
didn't we
listener.
give
Israel.
Iran a bunch of money and stuff like that just not that long ago?
Well.
But now we hate them. Okay. Well, and there's Russian pipelines and things like that. But from Leo, this is absolutely correct. Trump is correct. We need to stay out of Syria. And it's been making its rounds on Twitter, and it's an old soundbite, it's not a new one, but he was talking about Al-Qaeda, the Taliban fighting each other. He's like, this is one of our enemies and another of our enemies fighting each other. He's like, why would we want to step into that? He's
Well, if
like,
this all turns out, we've been trying to overthrow Syrian government since 1947, and unsuccessfully trying to overthrow a Syrian government since 1947. We've been trying to overthrow Assad for a decade, back in Hillary Clinton day. And so who knows? Maybe a blind squirrel, found a nut, but this will work. I mean, it's pretty
I'm going to
amazing.
go with no.
You're
You
going to
you're
stop.
going to go that maybe there'll be peace in the Middle East,
Peace in our time.
peace in our time in Syria. Well, but again, you've got Al Qaeda, you've got ISIS, you've got I guess nobody's loyal to Assad anymore. That fell apart pretty fast. But you
Well,
also have
his minister, prime minister, obviously somebody got to him early saying, look, don't worry about
right.
it. We're not going to butcher
Well, and
you.
do you suppose is Iran going to just go quietly and say, oh, well, I guess we'll give all that stuff up? It's like, no, they're not, right?
Well, Iran, if any, Israel's a big winner.
Yeah.
Turkey and Iran are the big losers. Iran, particularly, Iran has lost, its big all of its proxies.
Yeah.
Hamas
Yeah.
left, Hezbollah. They were just butchered.
Well, and I think they're bombing them in Lebanon now too.
Are they? Well, yeah, part of
I
the
think they
ceasefire
being
there.
us.
Yeah, us being out.
Maybe Israel.
And they got Donald Trump is going to come in and cut off all their fun. I mean, right now, I mean, somebody predicted that they'd be overthrown in 2025, which would be a good thing.
Right. Well, and from Sandra, hopefully Trump stays out of all foreign conflicts. I think so, exactly, Sandra. I mean, at least in Ukraine, they could kind of sort of frame it in that the brave Ukrainian standing up to evil Putin, right? I mean, but I don't even know first of all, I'm going to bet you right now $1 million that the average media person reporting on this doesn't understand it at all, right?
Do they understand anything?
Well, no, and they understand this even less. And so, how do you, if you want to, sort of gin up our support for this, and which the Defense Department, is going to want to do, and I think of some of this is also a distraction to Trump, right? They want World War III, and they want all this conflict going on, so Trump can't dismantle the deep state and the administrative state, right?
Well, this could be their golden, get out of jail free card. I mean, if they can take Syria and make it a multicultural, multi thing. Where millions of refugees come back.
Right, but don't you have the whole sort of Sunni Shia conflict? I mean,
No,
not as much in Syria.
no, you do have that, but the Shiites were Hezbollah, who were in the southern part with all their troops, and there were a couple up north that are, but by and large, those were, the Alawites, who knows what they are. But no, it's been more Sunnis beating back the Shiites of the proxies of
Well,
Iran.
just call me skeptical. My guess is going to be in the very short run, they will have replaced one sort of terrorist with another terrorist, right? Again, this isn't Gandhi. This isn't, somebody who, well, it's not Gandhi. There's money involved. That Joe Biden is going to do everything. I think just not, I don't even think it's Joe Biden. I don't think Joe Biden is even around anymore,
Well,
right?
CIA had to tell
This
Biden
is
it's our
right.
operation.
These are, and I think that's part of the problem too. Now you have all these people. There was an article in Politico talking about no one even sees Biden and Kamala Harris. They kind of show up sometimes at,
She and Trump are getting it on
right?
in
Yeah,
Paris.
Jill Biden.
They'll always have Paris.
That's right. But it's a mess. And hopefully Trump will stay out. And I think Trump is smart enough too. And I think Pete Hegseth too. He's like, I'm going to be busy here getting rid of all the DIA generals and all of the generals who said that they're going to call China and let them know what our plans are,
Yeah,
military
ahead of
strategy
time.
is. We're going to get rid of those people. And then once that's all done, if there's still something going on, because it is like Trump said, they're both our enemy. How do you know who to back? No matter who you back. Because again, I mean, haven't there been times when, we like Iran, we don't like Iran, right? So,
Well, Iran since 1978, 79 has been death to America. So it's hard for us to like Iran. We like the Shah, but.
oh, and then Leo, can we send all of the Venezuelan gang members to Syria? That's a good idea. They would probably like that. And Jacob, Julie is now named as skeptical. That would be a good idea. So, well, obviously, that'll be something to keep an eye on, but it is. I think it was surprising, at least to a lot of people. But I think Donald Trump's immediate response was not our problem, right? And I think
Well, it
that,
is our problem because we're the ones who sent in the army.
well, but hopefully, if Donald Trump gets in and appoints the new CIA director, he's like, tell them not to do that again, right? Tom, we're not gonna be doing well. And here's the thing: if you cut off the money, I don't know how controllable the CIA is, though. Actually, do you think?
Oh, after they killed Kennedy, not very much.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. Well, then, speaking of Obama, who liked Iran, even though we don't like Iran today, we were talking about this. It's kind of funny. So, no one listened to Obama in the election. No one listened to Michelle Obama. Nobody's buying her book where she tells us how to eat. He gave a speech that no one understood, but he accused the Republicans of doing everything they're
It
doing.
was total projection.
Right, talk about that.
Well, I mean, you talk about pluralism, which is his kind of, he came up with that with a guy named John Rawls, and they wrote a book, and it's some kind of vague knockoff of multiculturalism, and something about all this, something about you got to have everyone sort of agreeing on some conceptual ones.
What?
Well, I mean,
It was vague. It was
well, I
ethereal.
mean, if you look at the United States, the revolution. People agreed on certain things and so forth. One of the things they didn't agree on was slavery, and eventually that caused a civil war. So you've got to have certain parameters where the country, except for the extremes, says, yeah, that's what we
But
believe.
did he point out that he's the extreme, that he's the one who's, did he mention that at all?
He didn't mention anything I just said because he's,
Oh, he's opposed to it all.
well, he's just, he takes his extreme radical stuff. That's his thing, make him sound folksy and fun, and then but that's when he has to have somebody to implement all those hard policies he's articulated. And everybody goes, well, that sounds good. That Obama's a nice guy.
But nobody thinks that anymore. I mean, I think
No,
he
he's
was.
gone.
He
He's
kind of
done.
goes on stage and he starts telling people who to vote for and then trying to shame them and bullying them into voting for people. That backfired hugely,
Hugely.
hugely. And even now, like the sainted Obama, I mean, he was kind of, I think a lot of people wish that if you were an Obama supporter, and I have, know people who I know some people who are Obama supporters, but I mean, I think they were disappointed with how things turned out, and that's probably putting it mildly. And then other people kind of hate him and see him as, the puppet master, at least part of the puppet man, one of the
Yes,
puppet master
I think that.
behind the yeah between behind all of the horrible progressive ideas that are destroying the country. But even then, you didn't really. In general culture, I guess he was just kind of there was sort of a hands off. Either that or they liked him, right? I mean,
Right.
he wasn't shamed, I guess.
Well, you wouldn't attack Obama, you
Yeah,
see.
exactly. You wouldn't attack. I remember when I worked at the TV station. Remember, this is back when you were KNUS, and I was at Fox 31. I just said I don't think Barack Obama likes America. And the Media Matters people called the TV station to complain. And the news director calls me and she's like, Julie, did you say Barack Obama doesn't like America? And I'm like, yeah. And she's like, just don't say that again. Okay. It's kind of like, but I mean, that was a thing, right? There was no discussion about does he or doesn't he.
Right.
It was just like, you don't want to say that about Barack Obama.
No,
okay.
No,
so, but not so much anymore. Now he's a target. This is a hilarious soundbite. This is Dave Smith, who's a comedian. He's got a podcast. He's like a commentator kind of guy. If we could please play the Obama takedown soundbite.
Barack Obama is that every goddamn time he's campaigning for somebody else, if you're not voting for the person who he wants you to vote for, his answer is that's because you're a terrible person. Every goddamn time. If you don't support Hillary Clinton, it's because you're a sexist. If you don't support Kamala Harris, it's because you're a sexist. Listen, motherfucker, this country elected you twice. The first time by a landslide. And you have the nerve to turn around and act like this country is some white supremacist country? You two are worth over $100 million. You are amongst the most privileged people in our society. The only thing Barack or Michelle should ever say about America is what a great country we've been to them. Screw those people, man.
And it's not just that, but the crowd is cheering, right? I mean, it's a turn where he knows he can go on stage and say that, and people are going to agree
right.
with him. So what do you think made Obama lose his, is he a dinosaur now? What made him lose his luster? Is he just so out
Democratic
of touch?
Party. I'm in the Democratic Party. You know, when Barack Obama came in 2008, I guess it is, the Democratic Party was far more moderate than it was. Barack Obama represented the
hope and change.
Well, he represented the extreme,
yeah.
hidden under a patina of moderation. And after his 8 years, you know, he so changed the Democratic Party that it became extreme. So he could no longer just go, oh, well, you know.
Huh? Right.
And it became so hideous that, you know, I mean, the military, something called the American Accountability Project said, put a list of 20 woke generals. They weren't all generals, some were admirals, but 20 woke generals. And then it had links to their statements on DEI and, you know, gay rights and how we have to, you know, search worldwide in order to find freak shows for the
not just American freak shows. We want freak shows from
everywhere.
All over.
They put in our new diversity is our strength, Army, Navy, and Air Force. And they've destroyed the Air Force. They just straight off them.
Right.
And then some of them, you know, they had some of these women they weren't taking off, and they just look like hyenas.
Well, and how does that tie back in with Obama?
He's the one who gave
who
started
launched all of that.
Yeah, who started putting people in, raising people. I mean, they had to hide once Trump got in, and like Milley and Austin and everything else, and keep their powder dry. But that all comes from Obama's total makeover of everything. You know, he said he's going to change fundamentally America, and he did, and for the worst.
And yeah, the trouble is no one liked it. It's like, right?
Well, they were,
no one liked
when
it.
When does a progressive do anything that people like?
No,
ever?
No, never. Well, other progressives like it. Well, from Jacob, and I think you're right, Jacob, times change. And Dr. Donna says, some have started to see the true wizard behind the curtain, Obama. And then Leo, on a side note, January 3rd is a Friday. Can we have a special party Friday on the day Mitt Romney gets replaced? We can. We'll make a note of that. January 3rd, party, goodbye party Friday. How's that?
What do Mormons drink? What are Mormons' favorite drinks?
I don't think they do. Not technically.
No, they don't. You have to get a Jack Mormon. We got a Jack Mormon to tell us what we can do.
But yeah, so that we will definitely do that. Well, it is interesting. And I, you know, I don't know. And it's clear when you look at the articles and all the things about, you know, where does the Democrat Party go now and the angst that they have over that? No one, not even Ted Trump, but no one's talking about Barack Obama, right? He's not anymore seen as the godfather, right? Where people will, like you were saying to Tom Tancredo on Friday, where you go up the hill to say, oh, Barack, what should we do? No one's right. even, now that'll probably hurt his book fees and his speak. Well, I don't know. Hillary Clinton still makes money speaking. So there's always going to be some.
Yeah. I mean, but it's you know, they're all looking for a new young face.
Right.
I mean, Gavin Newsom isn't really a new young face, but But they're looking for somebody, a Beto O'Rourke, before he was exposed for what a fraud he was.
Right.
They're all looking for somebody who's youngish, attractive, can articulate radical proposals.
Well, and can try to lie to them again. The trouble is Barack Obama, everybody knows he's lying now. So
right. It's less effective. You know, he started out in 2004 saying, there are no red states, there are no blue states, the only United States of America, to, you know, they're violating democratic norms. They're taking over this. They're taking, you know, his unity message. He never had a unity message, never intended, but he, you know, it conned a lot of people. So
yeah. But then here's some other news. This is right. Good point here, Jacob. HD 16 goes to the Republicans, defeating the Democrat incumbent. And yeah, also over the weekend, the recount confirmed HD 19. So flipped two of those seats red. We talked about that with Darcy, that was expected to happen. And the Democrats lost their supermajority. And then Dr. Donner says, oh, no, you mean another win under Dave's leadership?
Yeah.
And then here, too, and this is from Dr. Donner, again, curious speaking of DEI, not sure what brought this to mind, but those with the pitchforks against Dave are unable to articulate why. I think the same went for Obama. People could not articulate why they thought he was the one, except for hope and change. Yeah, and we're going to talk, not this show, because I think we're going to run out of time. Are we bringing tequila on January 3rd? Yes.
That's what Mormons drink, you know, in
yeah, tequila.
Mexico. They moved to Mexico. Romney's grandfather moved to Mexico so he could be polygamist.
Oh well. That's
helpful.
We'll talk more, though, about, you're right, that people are coming after Dave again with pitchforks. Same old usual rhino suspects. We'll talk about that on Wednesday. But we've got Sherry from Lakewood on the line. Hey, Sherry, thanks for calling in.
I was just going to comment on Barack Obama a little bit.
Sure.
This comes from Judge Joe Brown. But in 2018, Barack's income was reported as over $570 million net.
Wow.
And so his stepdad, Lolo Satoro, when he died, he turned out to be 10 or 15th, one of the 10 or 15th richest people on earth.
Wow.
And he owed Barack Obama a third of his estate. So what's kind of interesting, too, you know, you got the Democrats and you got the Republicans. Well, Barack's stepdad that adopted him, Lolo Satoro, he'd done a lifetime's worth of business with H.W. Bush.
Huh.
And H.W. Bush was the director of the CIA under Ford. Lolo Satoro ran the death squads for the Indonesian army. And
yeah.
Barack's grandmother operated through the channels through the CIA. They pretty much know that Barack was kind of like a CIA.
Ah.
The grandma, the grandpa, so even his mom. So I just thought it was kind of interesting how much he's worth and that his money came from the stepdad.
That's interesting, Sandra. Okay, thank you. Sandra, you always have such interesting stuff. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Now we got a ton of comments.
One thing I do want to share with you guys, though, because
yeah,
I know you're really interested in the censorship. There
right.
is a great, please listen to it if you can, a great interview that Joe Rogan did
okay.
of Mike Binns.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I didn't hear that interview, but I follow Mike Binns, and he talks about how the deep state, the military, the whole evolution of this whole, the censorship regime. No, that's, yeah, I'll take a listen to that. Mike Binns really knows what he's, if you guys don't ever follow Mike Binns or read Mike Binns, you should, because he does a great job, and he knows what he's talking about, too, wouldn't you say, Sherry?
Oh, it was a great interview. It really was enlightening. So, and I think you guys on the censorship, but also on democracy. He explains, like, you think democracy, they're talking about people. They're not. They're talking about a consensus of organizations.
Yes, institutions.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Which is their that they control. So, okay. Hey, thank you, Sherry. Great call as always. From Leo, we need a Snowden type dump of all the CIA documents and records. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but they're busy shredding them all right now, too. Right. So, yeah, I don't know. I think Barack Obama, you know, he's not going to go away, but it's just like nobody's beating down the door.
Well, he's only 63. I mean,
right.
Particularly compared to, you know, he's a generation younger than than Trump and everything else. And he's, you
But
know.
I mean, again, when you read stuff, no one is saying, "Hey, let's go ask Barack what he thinks." The Democrats, right? How do we solve this? No one's
Well, yeah,
just like, no one's.
Barack did a pretty good job of playing under the surface. He didn't want to be the
Yeah.
person up front doing things. In fact, he was forced into it, really, when he overthrew Joe and then Kamala.
Oh,
But
yeah.
he decided he had to come out of the basement himself,
To try to save it.
decided and went through Pennsylvania and, kind of came out and did not get a great reception.
No, and it's kind of funny because I think a lot of the rumors are that Joe Biden announced his support of Kamala in order to screw Barack Obama and the
Well, he did
people
a
who
good
did it.
job.
And then you see, it's so funny. So Joe Biden doesn't go. I'm sure you've seen the viral pictures. So Trump and Jill Biden are sitting next to each other at Notre Dame, right at the cathedral thing. And Jill has a very not, and it could just be, I'll say this, it could just be that's when the, I mean, the
No,
cameras.
they had a lip reader. And she said, "In person, you look a lot thinner."
Yeah, but the cameras they have now, when you press a button, it's like this machine gun. It's like, right, it
Yeah.
takes a bunch of pictures. So you can go through
Right.
and pick the exact, kind
Right.
of face. So it might have been just that, but it's pretty funny because she really looks very friendly. She does not look. And then Trump uses it to launch the picture saying, "Oh, I'm launching my new cologne." With that, and you all the memes are hilarious. Jill is saying, "I voted for you. I
Yeah, I
voted.
really
I
did.
really voted for you." And then you saw the video. And again, sometimes you can just capture it when you capture it. But so, Kamala Harris and Doug Emhoff it was at the Kennedy Center, some performance. And so they're all in like a box, right? And Kamala and Doug are standing here, and Joe and Jill come walking in. And so like, you're Kamala, right? And I'm Jill. I'm like.
Yeah.
It's like, doesn't even look at her. Doesn't say, "Oh, hey, Kamala,
Hey,
sorry
Tom.
about the election thing. Have you tried Trump's cologne?"
Yeah.
For Doug, I got you some.
Yeah.
I mean,
You're
it's they just,
the only like manly one, so we'll give you.
I just, we'll give you the women's version. I just think it's funny. I mean, I hope that Joe Biden, although he's trying to get us in World War III, so I wish he would go away a little bit more. But it is just kind of funny watching the interaction there. She didn't look like he thought Donald Trump was a literal threat to democracy,
Hitler.
a little Hitler, well, Hitler, Mussolini, Stalin all rolled into one.
Wow.
Mao, all rolled into one. Hey, Wanda, on Wednesday, we got the whole week is planned. We got a great week coming up. We're going to have Sue Moore from Liberty Scorecard on Friday, along with John Lott, to talk about immigrant crime. She'll talk about how to keep track of your legislators and how
And
to.
the most important organization, maybe, in Colorado, if you're a conservative, is Liberty Scorecard, because absent the little Liberty Scorecard, you wouldn't know that like Rose Puglisi was a total rhino.
Or Barb Kirkland or
Well,
Barb
Kirkmeyer,
Kirkmeyer.
well, you would Barb sort of comes out, but Rose Puglisi, she comes across as very conservative, or the Weld County people. It is the greatest resource truth teller there is. It really is. It
Right.
needs to be promoted more, and we want to do whatever we
And
can
to do, then
in our
but
own small way to promote them.
exactly. And then on Nancy Pelosi, rhino traitor trying to oust Dave Williams, has emerged from out of the woodwork to once again go after Dave. It's kind of like, Nancy, you lost. What part of you, what are you not paying attention to? But we'll kind of break that down for you guys too. Because once again, like Sandra said, they're coming after Dave with pitchforks, not over anything in particular, just because he's grassroots and they want to continue to do all they can to get rid of the grassroots. So,
Well, that they have to get rid of the grassroots.
right. But they're not going to. They're not
They're
going
gonna
to.
stay around.
That's right. Hey guys, that's going to wrap it up for us today. We will see you all on Wednesday. Everybody have a great day.
Take care.